You're listening to SBS News.
For next weekend, Tobin has a shot! Sydney have saved their best until last. Nat Tobin has picked out the top corner with a sensational shot.
Nat Tobin managed to become a qualified occupational therapist despite playing full-time football with Sydney FC for the past 8 years. She's now 24 years old, and although her role outside of football gives her a profession after her playing days are over, finding the balance between football and her therapy has seen her reduce that role to 4 days a week instead of five. Ms. Tobin says although the two roles are demanding, they're also very rewarding.
Having, you know, that diverse soccer and work life really keeps me busy and keeps me occupied. They are different, but also, like, they're both very active roles, and I think I really like that. I've always juggled soccer with, like, school and uni, so I'm kind of used to it.
Her company, Better Rehab, has been understanding in allowing her to be flexible and fit in with her football training and playing schedule. But last week, her captain, Teresa Pelias, was unable to play in a match in Perth because of her school teaching job. It highlighted the fact that many W League players rely on keeping jobs outside of the game and can't survive on football alone. It's a problem the new administrators of the men's and women's leagues in Australia are acutely aware of. Danny Townsend is the managing director of the Australian Premier League organisation, which is overseeing the A-League and W League in Australia. He wants that situation to be a thing of the past.
Look, at the end of the day, when you lose your captain because she's got a work commitment, that has an impact on your team's ability to perform at the highest level, and that means getting the girls to the same level of professionalism as the men.
But until that happens, the daily lives of female footballers will remain a constant juggling act for many. 3 years ago, Tobin took a year out from the game because the stress of finishing university and playing got too much. She says it was the right thing to do.
A few of the girls have stepped away from the game. I found it good to have a year off when I think I was about 21. That really was nice to just even go out on the weekend, you know, go away with my family when I wanted to, see my boyfriend more often. That was really nice to just, I guess, live a normal life.
Tobin's coach at Sydney FC is former Socceroo Ante Juric. He can't see the situation improving for women's players until they're given far more money on a more professional basis. He's full of admiration for the commitment the players show in managing to play and work elsewhere at the same time.
They're definitely committed. Unfortunately, they can't do it full-time at the moment, so one day maybe it'll be similar to the A-League where they can play full-time, not worry about work, and they can do that later. But, yeah, they're definitely committed when they're here.
The Players' Union is known as the Professional Footballers Association, and Kate Gill, herself a former Matilda, is the co-chair. Ms. Gill says the success of other sports such as cricket, AFLW and netball in securing better paying conditions for their players has helped women footballers to do the same.
A rising tide lifts all boats, and that's what we're aiming for here. And what's the beauty of that as well is that all those sports are unionised. So they have that collective strength and that collective power that be able to give them the voice to go in and then negotiate for better terms and better conditions.
The union conducted a survey last year which revealed almost half of all W League players are working at least 21 hours a week outside of football. 71% of those say it helps supplement their W League salary and sustain them in the off-season. Nat Tobin is hoping that the success of big-name stars like Sam Kerr and Caitlin Ford in signing big-money deals in Europe will help grow the game locally and hopefully help to bring an end to the days of working two jobs at once.
They are full-time athletes, which is just incredible. Like, you wouldn't have imagined that in 2012 when I first started playing. So I think that's so encouraging for the young girls coming up.
And with Australia hosting the Women's FIFA World Cup alongside New Zealand next year, the women's game will get another big boost. John Baldock, SBS News.